So the doctor said, don't be so silly. You can't use that as an extra leg. Never mind. Hello, it's Matt and Caroline, Kiss Breakfast Podcast number 7.
Hello. And welcome.
Hang on. Enough of that last week.
Yeah, no more improvised music.
This week, Caroline's in charge of putting the podcast together, so if it'll... Should sound fine, though,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, I'm
Caroline's
sure, yeah.
It's absolutely
yeah.
fine. It is podcast number 6, 7, 8.
Seven.
I did say 7 a minute
you
ago.
You did. It's hard to keep track.
On the podcast this week, lots of exciting stuff, including a getting to know you that we've had requested.
Yes.
It's exciting. Normally, we just randomly call someone back who's been in touch with the show. This week, someone got in touch.
This was an actual very lovely begging email, which is nice.
Works with us.
Yeah.
You send us a begging email.
We enjoy begging.
It works. Actually, a little bit later on in the podcast, I've got an additional competition I'm going to do. Just an additional one for fun.
How exciting.
Yeah, wait for that. What else is coming up in today's Kiss Breakfast Podcast?
Okay. Today we have again, something that's been hotly requested this week. My impression of your printer.
Several people.
Which is lovely.
Several. We. Caroline did an impression of a printer. Several people texted us and said, "Can you do it again?" Why? Why?
So I have no idea. There is no accounting for taste, but we respond to your needs. Mm-hmm. So I did promise I'd stick it on the podcast. So we will do that. We are keeping you updated with Matt's recovery. Obviously, you know, he's had a little bit of an operation, been through the war, so we'll keep you updated on how well he's doing at the moment. We are going to talk about the top 10 most revolting baby names. So if you want to, you know, really, you don't like your child very much and, you know, you're looking for inspiration, we'll help you out.
Yep.
Lots of showbiz stuff as usual. We'll be eating a lot of bread products through the show, through the podcast. Matt gets to experience his very own police camera action. He's been wanting to be in the show for a long time. Now he gets the opportunity. It actually comes to Khan.
Let's be careful out there. Let's be careful out there, says Stuart, and I agree. Let's be careful out there! Let's get on with the first Kiss Breakfast highlight thingy of the week. Here it comes now.
Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
I'm in a good mood today because I get my new PC. Which I ordered.
I thought you were extra bouncy today.
I ordered it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've been extra patient. Normally I'm really impatient and I have to have things. You know, if I decide to get something, I have to have it there and then. I'm one of these people that I can't wait more than 24 hours or something.
No, fair enough. Okay.
But it was this PC. It was a new model. It wasn't coming out until literally this week. So I had to wait for it. So I'm getting it delivered today. I'm having it delivered to work as well. I'm rubbish. Normally I always just deliver stuff to home. Yeah. So I get home and there's always one of those Royal Mail cards.
No, I hate those. I get it to work now because I couldn't bear any more of the little messages.
The thing is, so it's all right. We haven't got much on today, so we can leave straight after the show, but I'm now going to be waiting around for it to be delivered. It won't come till about 5 o'clock, will it? I'll be sitting around at work. Where's my computer?
That's right. Get someone else to sign for it.
I could, but then I've got to go home, and I don't want to come back and get it later, so then I won't get it till tomorrow.
Oh, I see. You specifically want it today. Wait till tomorrow.
No, I want it today, so I'm going to have to wait around. I'm hoping it'll arrive quite early. Fingers crossed it'll be here like 9, 10 o'clock. So if you've got a parcel for me today, which is most unusual because I don't ever get post...
Step on it!
Yeah, get here now, for goodness
sake. Only not too fast because you don't want to break it.
No, I want
to... You will cry.
I will. I want it safe and secure. I'm quite excited. I don't know why I'm excited because when you get a new PC, it's always an annoying thing because the whole of the first day of having it, you spend, first of all, installing Windows and stuff, which takes forever, and then you've got to transfer. I've got to transfer everything from my old computer over to the new one, which will take forever, and then I'll find that all of my old programs and stuff... probably won't work because I've got Vista and Windows Vista, even though it's been around for over a year now, is still not compatible.
You're going to have all those annoying little pop-ups for a while and it'll be like, cannot find printer. And you're like, it's here.
Yeah.
It's next to you. I will pick up the printer and show it to you.
Computer,
printer. Meet each other. Come on, sort it out.
This is what computers need to have. They need to have a little inbuilt camera and the computer can see
you. Oh, there it is.
Of course. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I couldn't find it, but I see
printer,
it now.
Printer, hi. Yeah. Let's interface.
Let's interface. Baby, let's interface like no one's interfaced before. But no, I'm just gonna get a pop-up. Can't find it. Can't see the printer. Get a new one, you tightwad. Because my printer is very old. So really say.
Does it still go?
Yeah, it does.
And it prints.
Kiss 101. I had a surgery earlier this week, and it's feeling good. I got my stitches.
They're healing nicely.
I went to the doctor's yesterday to get my dressing reapplied, and the stitches are healing well. I had some lesions taken out and on the back of my neck, and It's just a bit irritating now. It doesn't hurt so much.
Oh, good.
Soreness is gone. And I can move a little bit more freely than I could yesterday.
Yeah. Matt looked like he had a neck brace on yesterday.
It's because I go automatically hunchback. It's like you can't help
stiffen
yourself.
Stiffen up. Yeah.
Last night I managed to catch up on some sleep as well, because when I had it done, I just couldn't sleep. Last night I went to bed at 6:30 in the evening.
Good. I'm glad. As I advised, in fact, yesterday.
Cara,
and he was
did.
Like, oh, don't
stop. Cara gave me a lift home. She said, oh, look, you either need to sit at home and drink vodka all night, or you need to go to bed early.
Because the pain was quite bad.
I decided to make my choice, and I think it's the first time I've ever properly gone to bed. I had a wash, I brushed my teeth, I did everything. Got into bed 6:30.
You're such a good boy.
Yeah. I woke up once at half midnight because my cats were bugging me. They were like, can I have some food now? Normally you've fed us by now. What's going on? So I got up, fed them, went back to bed. So I must have had like a good 9 hours.
Good.
Like three times more than normal.
You look all the better for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm feeling fresh as a daisy. Although I haven't had anything to eat, so I've got no energy at all.
There's some toast in front of you.
Toast.
There you go.
Let's have some toast sound effects on the radio.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely.
Always good to have a bit of toast.
I think so.
Always very professional to talk with toast in your mouth.
I think so.
Yeah, I like toast.
That's from Morocco. Yeah. I really like this song.
It's a good song.
It's one of my favourite songs I've ever been as well.
Come on.
Finger back on Cliff.
Right. Identify yourself.
Keith Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
The podcast.
This is Matt and Caroline. It's the Kiss Breakfast podcast numero... 7.
Sorry.
Thank you,
Mel. 6!
Alright, you don't have to...
Wait. I just wanted to be rude, I'm sorry. I'm so childish.
I enjoyed it, to be honest, a little bit.
I just remember it from language exams.
Hang on a minute.
Getting numero... I let you, like they're playing tennis.
Now I'm leaking everywhere. listen, my stitches are coming out on Monday. In fact, by the time you download this, if you're downloading it any time after Monday, whenever that'll be, my stitches will be gone. But at the moment, they're still there. Do you want to have a look at them?
Oh, gone then, yeah, show me. Actually, my boyfriend was asking how gross were they just yesterday.
Well, I've had them. They said I could take the dressing off after the first couple of days.
Yeah.
But I was too scared, because I'm worried that the stitch is going to get caught on my clothes.
Oh, good point. Let me have a look. I'll assess.
Because the dressing I've got on today is coming off a little bit, so...
Let's cook!
Have a look.
Bring some rescue.
What do they look like? Because I've not seen them.
Ooh!
Oh, don't say that! You're supposed to say they look great. It looks healed.
It looks very clean and like it's healing. But you do look a bit like... Do you remember The Fly years ago with Jeff Goldblum? When hair started to grow out of him, it looks a bit like that and you're coming up your neck. Yeah. But it does look very clean and healthy, like it's scabbing over nicely and sorting itself out. So
I'm terrified of having the stitches out. I'm more scared of having the stitches out than when I had them put in.
Yeah, go it's not figure. Nice, is it?
When they take stitches out, do they still put that stuff in you so you can't feel it, or do they just rip them out?
I don't know. I've never had stitches, ever.
I'm concerned.
In fact, I've never broken anything, either.
I want them to give me that anaesthetic stuff.
Ask. You never know. They might just give it to you for fun.
Can I have some anaesthetic? While you're at it, methadone as well would be quite nice.
That's it. That's the way. Just tell them you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm sure again I'm fine.
Right, Kiss Breakfast podcast. It's time for another Kiss Breakfast highlight of the past 7 days. What is next?
These are the most revolting baby names ever.
Brilliant. We often get lists of the most popular boys and girls names, baby names, that kind of thing. Mm. This is interesting. It's the least fashionable boys and girls names. These are names that are dying out.
Okay.
They're names that were popular once upon a time.
Yeah.
Not so popular anymore. Now, there's names that are still popular because of one reason or another. Like, Elizabeth is still actually quite a popular name.
Yeah, it's a nice name.
Because of the royal connections, and you can shorten it and stuff like that.
Name.
Other popular names right now are Lily, because Lillian is popular. Even though Lillian is quite an old person's name, Lily is obviously quite popular.
Flower names in general are quite popular.
Alfie is popular, so Alfred is still one of the popular names, even though Alfred...
Alfie is quite cute,
because it's Alfie. Mm. But these are the least fashionable. Actually, give me a guess. Guess some of the least fashionable names.
Least fashionable
names. Boys and girls. Start with boys. Give me some names you think might be least fashionable.
Least fashionable.
I'll tell you if they're in there.
Okay. Well, these are older names, actually. Graham.
Graham? No, Graham is not. You see, Graham is obviously... I don't know. Maybe kids are still being called Graham. You'd find it hard to believe, but...
Colin?
Mm. No, Colin's not there.
Stuart.
No, Stuart. See, Stuart's quite a common name still. There's still a lot of kids being called Stuart. You want to go even older.
Adrian,
no. You want to go even older.
Even older.
This.
Okay, okay. Albert?
Albert?
No, but Albert might be considered kitchen ironic.
No, it's
so,
not there. Try girls, then.
Okay, Ethel.
Ethel's number 3.
Hey!
Yeah, you got that.
Maud.
Okay. Maud, not there. Apparently cool name, Maud.
Muriel.
Muriel, not there, no.
Okay, I'm trying to think of some names. Ruth.
Ruth, not there either.
Okay. Ruth, I know I'm going to...
Ruth's quite cool. Ruth's quite cool,
I don't really like that name. I think it sounds a bit... Broad.
Ah, it's all right, Ruth. Ruth's one of those names that, although it's been around for years, I think it still works.
It's a bit happy clappy, you know, tambourines.
I've known a few sexy Ruths in my time. So
see, I have, but I still don't like the name.
Anyway, yeah. do you want the rundown?
Yes.
Okay, let's have the rundown. Let's have the rundown of the least fashionable boys and girls' names. First up, boys. At 10, Leonard.
Oh, that's awful.
9, it's Arnold.
Nasty.
And at 8, Frank.
Wrong.
Clifford is at 7. At 6, Herbert.
Weird.
5, Ernest. That's one of my
middle names. That's one of your middle names.
One of my middle names makes the top 5. Come on. Harold is at number 4.
Oh, nice.
At number 3, Percy.
Oh, that's awful. Fat boy name.
Number 2, Walter.
Oh, bleh.
And check this. Fat Boy Slim's going to be happy about this. Number 1, the least fashionable name is...
Norman.
That's right.
No, that's not actually his real name.
Is it?
It caused me even worse than that.
So he made up a name and he gave himself Norman.
He's got another name as well. Yeah.
Least fashionable girls' names then. Let's run down the top 10. At number 10, it's Mabel.
Awful.
At 9, Elsie.
Oh, gross.
At 8, it's Agnes.
Oh, old people.
Number 7, Olive.
That could be ironic there. I don't know. Well, get away with that. Olivia's nice.
Apparently, but it's not fashionable. 6, Nora.
Oh, horrid.
At 5, it's Ada.
Oh, no, that's definitely an old person name.
Number 4 in the least fashionable names, Irene.
Yeah, gross.
Number 3, you guessed this one correctly, Ethel. At number 2, it's Edna.
Oh, no. And they're just ugly, aren't they?
I know. The least fashionable girl's name is Gertrude.
That's terrible.
So there you go, the least fashionable names right now, Gertrude and Norman. Wow, that is brilliant, isn't it?
We will be applying all of these names to anyone who doesn't put their name on the text.
Yes, from now on, if you don't put your name on a text that you send us, you will be given
an unpopular name.
One of those names.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Kiss Breakfast. It's Matt and Caroline from Kiss 101. Hello, that's us, me and you.
Hello.
And this is the podcast number 7. Hello, hope you're okay. Hope you're enjoying this podcast as much as we are. We're enjoying it so much, I've drunk an entire pint of milk while I've been.
Fun.
Yeah, I've got my glasses.
That's very good, lots of calcium.
I do enjoy milk.
I do.
It's a nice drink.
I like chocolate milk as well.
Do you know, Little Chef used to do thick shakes.
I love that.
Not as thick as the ones you get in like Mackie D's and stuff. They were just thick enough to drink, but then they changed them and they're not as nice anymore.
Oh, I do love a good thick shake.
Good thick shake.
I make them at home.
Do you?
Yeah, and smoothies as well.
I bought some of that, it's Nesquik, I can't be bothered to give it a generic name. I bought some of that and mixed it up, and I don't like that as much as when you have the proper stuff you blend and the blender. And
oh, I get like bananas and ice cream and I'll put in chocolate syrup and all sorts. I'll really go to town on it. It's good. The only thing is my blender's broken now, and every time I try to make something, it covers the entire kitchen in crap, so I need to buy a new blender.
Well, there's a cheap alternative, and that is you just throw all the milk and the ice cream, whatever, in your mouth, and just shake.
Just shake your head around a lot.
As you're swallowing.
I get that.
Do you know who else likes chocolate milkshakes?
Who?
Celebrities, as a whole, which will lead us on to our next highlight clip, will it not?
Celebrities love milk.
But that's not what this clip's about, is it?
No. Nothing to do with that whatsoever.
It's just celebrity. It was a loose connection. Yeah. You see what I did there. Look who's joined us in the studio, Caroline. Look over there.
Oh, it's only Amy Garner.
From our news department. Hello.
Hello.
How's the news department today?
It's fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy?
Yes.
Wow.
It's hungry, though.
Is it?
Yeah, hungry for crumpets.
We've got crumpets.
I'm on the case.
Caroline's just put some crumpets in the crumpet maker. And they're on the go.
Toaster, as everyone else calls it.
Crumpet maker. needs to be a crumpet maker.
Dragon's Den, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's make a crumpet maker. So we just take a toaster in and say, look, it's a crumpet maker. See if they give us some cash. So we can just put a logo on it that says crumpet maker. Crumpets rock. If you don't eat crumpets in the morning, you should get them. They're brilliant. They're better than muffins, that's for sure. Muffins are a weak version, if you ask me.
I like muffins.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're just a weak imitation of crumpets, if you ask me.
I've never had muffins.
Have you not?
No. Oh, you haven't lived.
Yeah, well, you know you have, because you've had crumpets. Once you've had crumpets, muffins just aren't, they just aren't
sure
to scratch.
I put muffins in and give them to you.
No, I never had them.
We ate them all, Cara. We just ate them all in one go. They're all right, but you know.
We're going to have to force feed you a muffin to get your true opinion.
Okay. Anyway, this isn't Total Crumpet. This is Total Kiss. It's our first showbiz look of the day. Cara, there's a good story in the news today. Well, it's kind of in the showbiz news. It's a Russell Brand story.
Yes.
For the MTV VMAs. First person to say what that stands for.
Video Music Awards.
Oh, you both did it. Amy got too excited about that.
Amy
as well.
Wins it for enthusiasm, I think.
They're coming up in September, the American ones. We have the European VMAs, which are in November, but the proper ones, the ones that are real deal, are in September in the States. And Russell Brand's involved this year.
Yes, he is, yeah. Matt has been expressing absolute sort of shock and horrors. What is Matt Lebrun doing? Never loads in America. Well, actually, he's quite big right now.
I just find it weird that that Russell Brand, because he's done a couple of movies, but the Americans don't normally get that sense of humour. I don't understand why.
They really do now.
But how is it?
Everything.
How is it suddenly? Is it Ricky Gervais that's done this? Gone over with that sense of humour, the British sense of humour, and
yeah,
now?
Yeah, definitely. I think sort of Ricky Gervais kind of like paved the way, really. But also Judd Apatow, who does all the films like Knocked Up, Superbad, Don't Mess with the Zohan, which we're doing this week. He is very much flavour of the month, and he has been so involved with Russell Brand that he's kind of like introduced him to loads of people, and everyone loves him right now. So that's why he's popped up with Britney.
And he's going to be hosting this year's MTV VMAs in the States, because he basically hates us now. He doesn't like the UK anymore, Russell Brand.
He's moved on.
The UK is so last season. It's all about America. This is the ad. It's actually very funny. You can see it. Randomly, there's an elephant in the video for no particular...
I know, for no reason. It's like they've watched Dave and gone, they've got an elephant. That's what we need. But it's got no relation to anything going on in the video.
So check out the actual TV commercial. It's on our webpage right now at totalkiss.com/101. Click Kiss Breakfast. Here's the ad itself, though, audio-wise.
7th of September, 2008, VMAs. Who's hosting?
You're hosting.
Right. Can you remember my name?
Russell.
And can you remember my surname?
Brown.
It's not Russell Brown, Brittany.
What is your name?
Russell Brand.
Brand. Sorry, my bad.
It's all right. It's okay.
Russell Brand.
You will remember that name, because I think pretty soon that's going to be your surname. Brittany Brand.
I should point out she's at that point of the video edging away from him as quickly as she can down the chaise long, looking absolutely terrified.
That's the thing, because it's still quite new over there. Women are like unsure about Russell Brand. Is he messing around, or is he trying to get me into bed?
Although, to be fair, Britney's been hiding anyway, so she probably doesn't even know who he is.
No, this is it. Matt said earlier he reckons Russell Brand can get any woman he likes. I would seriously take him up on a 200 quid bet that he could not pull everybody. I don't think so. I think there's a certain type of woman, and I put myself in that category, that doesn't find Russell Brand attractive. Very funny.
Either.
Very funny. There you go. Amy and I would not be swayed by the brand.
Told you.
Although I think Britney might. I reckon
Britney would. But Britney will go with any weirdo.
I told you, Russell Brand is a secret wizard, and any time he's within 10 metres of a woman, they are instantly attracted to him.
He's very, very funny, but he needs a damn good wash. You wouldn't know where he's been.
You've never been within 10 metres of him, though, have you?
No.
So you don't know. He's a wizard. He has magical powers.
I think I'd be scared of Russell Brand.
You think that? But you've never been in the same room as him.
Apparently, he's in love right now. He's actually finally found the one, apparently.
What?
However long this will last, probably about a month.
This is a story from last night that he's just found a woman in a club. If you want to see that vid to the VMA 2008, there's a few of them actually doing the rounds, but that one that you've just heard there is on our webpage right now, totalkiss.com/101. Click Kiss Breakfast. It's very funny. Look for the elephant. It's just there, just doing nothing, hanging out with Russell and Brittany.
No reason at all.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Scary noise, wasn't it?
Ooh, like that. That was a bit dark and dirty.
It was part of the podcast, just in case you're listening, thinking your iPod's gone all mental.
Yeah, we haven't gone flatulent or anything.
No, although we might later.
Yeah, we might.
See how we feel. This is Matt and Caroline, Kiss Breakfast Podcast, and time for a quick random competition. Do you want a random competition?
Okay, go on then.
I have got, I think it was last summer, I went on a trip, it might have been the year before, I can't remember, I went to Aberystwyth anyway, on West Wales, and it was, I remember it was off peak, so maybe it wasn't the summer, maybe it was like autumn or something. Anyway, I went to the arcades. You know the amusement arcades?
Yeah.
You get those grab machines that grab, you know, you put money in, you put a thing comes down, you grab a prize, and generally they're rigged and you can't win anything.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I had a go. My first go, I won a £50 note.
£50 note?
On my very first go.
Seriously?
So I thought, brilliant, bring it on, let's do something else. Had another go, and I won two Xbox games.
You jammy goit.
I know, I thought these things were completely rigged and you never won. £2 it cost me. I got a £50 note and two Xbox games.
That is amazing.
Thing is, don't have an Xbox, right? And they've been sitting at home for the best part of a year now, doing nothing. Thing is, they're not Xbox 360 games. They're just Xbox games. And I don't even know if they still make the Xbox.
Right.
Or if anyone's still got them. But I don't need them. They're sealed. And I'm like, well, I don't want to throw them out.
There might be someone like you who does keep all their old consoles in the attic and still can play it.
And I'm not sure if I'm right. The Xbox 360 might play old Xbox games.
Ah, okay.
So, if you want them, it's not really a competition, just be the first person to email me, because I don't want to throw them away.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No, sure.
But I've got no use for them. I don't even know what one of them is. One of them's, I think, Project Gotham Racing 2, maybe. And the other one is something else. They're both like budget games. It can't be worth more than a tenner each. if that. But to be honest, it's free.
It's free. It's better than smacking the mouth of the wet fish.
Yeah, so. And we'll throw in a Kiss Car sticker, which will double
the
value.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you want them, just be the very first person to email me, matt@totalkiss.com. Just email me your name, your address, and a contact number. That's all I want. And first person to do that, we'll win them.
Splendid.
Because not many people have regular Xboxes, or there might not be that many people wanting them. If you're listening to this and it's like a week gone since we did this podcast, you still might be the first. So
fine. Excellent.
Give it a go. Send me an email, matt@totalkiss.com. First person to send me an email just with their name, address, and contact number on, and put on the email hello. Don't just put your name, because it's a bit rude, isn't it? Just put your name. Put your hello, or hope you're okay. Or
tell us about yourself.
Feel free. Mm-hmm. First person to do that, I will send you in the post those two Xbox games that are sealed, never used, and I have no use for.
That's lovely and very generous.
And they're my own personal prizes. They're a bit rubbish, but you know.
Like I say, it's better than nothing. It's very nice.
Maybe you're having a jumble sale this weekend, and you're thinking, well, I haven't got an Xbox, but I'll have those, and I'll sell them at the jumble sale. Make a few quid.
Some unsuspecting person might buy them.
Exactly. There you go. Right, let's move on with the podcast.
Yes, that was one splendid competition. We've got another one coming up shortly. We want to get to know another fabulous podcast listener/radio listener. In whatever form you listen to the show, we want to just say hi to you. And we've had a special request for getting to know you. In fact, a begging letter, in fact.
A begging electronic mail.
Yes, so we will try and reward that person very shortly.
After last week's podcast, our mailbox was literally bulging with an email.
Yes.
Saying, can
it
you...
It was. Yes, can one you? Whole email.
And it was a nice email, and it says, can you call my friend? I think it was my other half, actually, it might have been. Anyway, we'll call them, and if they answer, they win some prizes.
Yes. We'll do that very shortly, straight after this.
Just been watching the video of this biker that was in the news yesterday. I heard it in Amy's news yesterday morning, and Sky News were running it all last night. It was quite exciting. It was this biker who reached the highest speed ever recorded on an A road, got 15 months in prison. Was travelling at 132 miles an hour on an A road.
Idiot.
This was in Wiltshire. Between Carlin and Devizes, this was towards the end of last year. 23 mile chase in total, and there's the video on the Sky News website of them chasing the bike. And it's quite fascinating to watch, because it's like, why are you doing this? Apparently I read somewhere that he was already disqualified or something like that, so he thought he had nothing to lose.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so
excellent.
Speed up,
that's,
why
that's
not?
That's a really, really great theory. Guessing not the sharpest tool in the box, this guy?
No, well, they showed him going to court.
And it was a bit, ugh!
Yeah, well, I mean, if it just, you don't, they showed him going into Calne, which is a 40 limit, coming down the hill from Marlborough to Calne, and it's a 40 limit, and he's quite clearly still doing like 130 or something. It's like, it's a 40 limit for a reason. You can, sometimes
going
when...
to kill somebody.
When you hear about people being done for doing 43 or 45 or something in a 40 limit, you know, you can kind of say, well, these things happen.
Was that his theory then? If I'm going to do it wrong, I'm going to do it really wrong.
Yeah, well, if that's a theory, well done, because it's just landed you with over a year in prison.
Exactly.
Numpty. And on the police chase, you can see on the video that the policemen following him, they're on their little radios saying, we're behind him now. Catching up with him now.
Still catching up. Still catching up. He's gone again. Oh.
They actually gave up, and the police helicopter ended up chasing him.
Really?
After a while. Yeah.
Landed on his head.
Well, that's the thing. How does a police helicopter
I love
stop
that.
Him?
I always think like that. That's. I'm sure it isn't how it happens, but I always have an image of like, if they're chasing like a burglar or something, they will just land on his head. Like, just pop down, grab him and pull him into the helicopter.
Or like in a cartoon, the police helicopter hovers over them and drops one of those Acme one-ton things.
Yeah.
Sadly, the police don't have the power to do that. It's a good vid, though. You can see it on the Sky News website. And the good thing about it is, as well, it means next series of police camera action, they've got something new.
New footage.
They've got some
not
new
from
footage.
1994.
Yeah. So when you watch police camera action, Alistair Stewart isn't showing a clip from the last 20 years ago of like a Ford Cortina being chased by one of these old Rover
Excellent.
Police cars. It's actually going to be something new.
Who's this nincompoop?
Kiss 101. It's the Kiss Breakfast podcast, Matt and Caroline. I'm just reading the Daily Star.
Excellent.
Cara just had to go and get some prizes for getting to know you. And I was reading the adverts towards the back of the paper.
As you do.
These are brilliant. Let me read some of these for you.
Go on then.
These are chat phone numbers that you can ring. Okay. Get ready with your bleep machine as well. Okay. Chat and without breaking the bank.
Lovely.
Serious sexual relief. Off live. You'll love it.
Are they actually allowed to put that in the newspaper?
Yeah. But they put stars. Like we do bleeps, they have stars. What about granny date? 40, 50, 60 plus women want sex too. Older women have experience and are sex mad and are willing to please.
Or all of them.
There's a short text number, and you know the keyword you have to text them?
What?
Nan.
Nan? Oh, that's a very particular group of society, isn't it?
Hang on. Yeah. I've been drawn to another one here, all in capitals. Live! Grand sluts!
Grand sluts.
Horny granny! Grannies do it dirtier! Why is it all grannies?
I never knew that there was a socio-demographic group that was obsessed with sex with grannies.
Apparently it's the Daily Star readership.
We laughed at this in Little Britain, but it's clearly actually true. You know, it's providing a service.
Yeah, there is a service. Get connected with mature women, regardless of your age, looks, and what you do for a living. Text now for ladies aged 30s to 60s. Are they saying people in their 30s are like...
People in their 60s? There's a slight difference, isn't there? 30, 60, slight difference.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And, there's some ones at the bottom here. Male force. Free gay chat. I love these. What's this one here? Oh, this one's good. Mother and daughter filth.
Of course, do we believe that actually mother and daughter? I reckon that's quite rare.
You what?
There's many stories that you get, but they're usually quite urban legend, aren't they? That mother and daughter are actually genuinely quite happy to, enjoy themselves together.
I'll let you know if it's real, because I'm going to be...
Are you going to follow that up?
Calling them later.
Well, it's all in the name of research and investigative journalism.
You're right. No. And I'll wait. When we finish the podcast, if you don't mind leaving the studio, I'll just use the company
That's
phone.
That's fine, no worries.
Sounds good to me. Should we do Getting to Know You?
Yeah.
New theme tune to Getting to Know You. Launched it last week. Let's do it again. Here it comes. It's the all-new Getting to Know You.
We're getting to know you. We're getting to know you. Getting to know you. We're getting to know you.
Fill the bass line. Okay, let's make a call. This is someone who's... Normally, it's someone who's just been in touch with the show. This is someone who actually asked us to ring this person here. With an email from Martin. And he said, ring my Mrs. Joe. Or Fun Joe. She likes to be known, apparently.
I like Fun Bobby and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
But not alcoholic, I'm sure.
And, yeah. Well, you don't know. We'll find out when you speak to her. She answers, she wins some CDs, including Bass Hunter. Oh my God, it's Bass Hunter.
We don't like her very much. Yeah, no, just joshing.
Now you're gone, I realise something or other.
Now you're gone,
no,
I realise I'm a porn star.
Right.
He is a porn star, isn't he?
Hi, this is Joe. Sorry, I can't take your call.
No. Joe, answer your phone!
Message, please.
Look, we've been asked to ring Joe, so let's try her again. Is that the same number I'm ringing?
This email was so long and heartfelt.
Well,
I feel terrible for
it. They said ring. Let me give you some lyrics here. Now you're gone, I realise my love for you was strong, and I miss you here, now you're gone. I keep waiting here by the phone, with your pictures hanging on the wall. That doesn't rhyme.
Not really, no.
What about all I ever wanted?
Yeah.
All I ever wanted was to see you smiling. All I ever wanted was to make you mine. I know that I love you, oh baby, why don't you see that all I ever wanted was you and me. It rhymes.
Hi, this is Joe.
Go away, Joe. Sorry, there's also a bit in it where it just says, drop the bass. This is a song called Please Don't Go. Baby, I love you so, and I want you to know that I'm going to miss your love the minute you walk out the door. Again, rhyming is just abysmal.
He's not very good at poetry.
Then it says, please don't go, bass, are you ready? Please don't go, please don't go, please don't go, please don't go. Bass, are you ready?
It's an unusual plea, isn't it? Like, if you were breaking up with somebody, or they were breaking up with you, and if, you know, you were going, please, please don't go, please, that kind of makes sense. But if you went, the bass, like, oh, they just think you've got Tourette's, and go anyway.
And then there's a lyric later on, ready for takeoff.
Yeah.
So later on, we have to say, ready for takeoff.
Well, it could be cabin crew, I suppose. It could be, like, pleading on a plane.
Yes. Good point.
Hi, this is Jay.
All right, we have to ring someone else. I can't believe that.
Sorry, Joe, we did try.
Martin sent us an email saying, you've got to ring my Mrs. Joe. They went on holiday to Grand Canary. Canaries, but it's Gran Canaria,
right?
In the Canaries. Anyway, they went on holiday and they took our podcast with them, which was one of our ideas. We said, if you're going on holiday, take the podcast. And they were loving it. And they said, if you're short of someone for getting to know you, then why don't you consider Fun Joe? Well, we did, and she didn't answer, so she's not much fun.
Wasn't that fun? No,
no, not fun for us. So I'm going to find another number.
We have another CD for you as well, apart from that fabulous Bass Hunter one, which is Garage Classic Summer Edition Volume 2. What? I didn't even know there was a Volume 1, but we're on to Volume 2, apparently, so that can be yours as well. I know, it's very exciting.
You can't beat it. I could do some more Bass Hunter lyrics.
Could you?
I've got time. This is a track called Love You More. Okay. So you know you can never make me love you more. Everybody in the house, come on, bass in your face. Like that one?
See, I don't think I want bass in my face.
All right, I'll tell you what you do want. You want the bass creator, and I've got that for
go
you.
Go on, then.
A track called Bass Creator. And every once in your life, I'm your bass creator.
Yeah, still, I would be willing to bet that he's either been on hallucinogenic substances or he's drunk a lot of whiskey because he's not making any sense to me.
There's the last track on it is called Russia Privjet. Is that right?
Russia Privjet.
Oh, for crying out loud. Look, shut up. Listen to this. Russia Privjet. The lyrics are, and this is the entire song. Bass. I love Russian girls. Privjet Russia. Russia, put your hands up in the air. Bass. Privjet Russia. That's the whole record.
No sense at all.
Let's go on it. I'm bored of this.
Yeah,
let's ring Amy on news.
She's not busy. She won't mind.
I think I've got the right number.
Thank you for calling KISS 101.
There,
there we go. Okay.
Carefully to the following options.
All right.
If you know the extension you require, then press 0.
Oh, I can't.
KISS sales.
How do I do that?
1.
Hang on.
Oh, she'll tell you.
2.
In a minute.
Press 2. For KISS marketing, press 3. For presenters and the on-air studio, press 4. For programming inquiries.
This takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For the newsroom,
there you
press
go.
6.
Okay,
6.
Right. Right, so I have to press 6.
6.
6. Okay. Oh, this is exciting.
Hello, KISS 101 News.
Hi, can I speak to Amy Garner, please?
She's just in the studio on another call at the moment.
I need to speak to her now.
Sorry.
Can you speak to Jamie instead? Jamie's just joined us. That's Jamie, isn't it?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
It's Matt and Caroline in the studio doing valuable work right now.
Yes.
Not at all annoying everyone in the news department.
Turns out that you're now the star of this week's KISS Breakfast podcast.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact. you know, we were going to speak to Amy, but if she's doing something... What's she doing in the studio?
Oh, she's interviewing someone.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
That's a lie, you know. She's ringing her friends.
Is she?
Mm.
No, Jamie's doing all the work. Go and get her. Amy!
Actually, she does look like she's doing proper interview now.
Amy! Come in here! Come in here! Jamie?
Yes?
Thank you for answering the phone, because it doesn't even look like Amy wants to, you know, even come into the studio.
I think she's talking to the Foreign Office, actually.
The Foreign Office?
Whatever.
Are we supposed to be, like, less important than the Foreign Office? Useless.
Just because they do things like wars and famine and stuff like that, you know?
I know.
Oh. So, Jamie, are you enjoying KISS 101?
I'm having a lovely time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're enjoying doing the news.
Yeah, it's been good.
What's your plans for the rest of the day?
Well, I'll be doing the news this afternoon.
Okay, that's fun.
So, yeah, trying to focus on that, really.
Oh, it's going to focus.
Yeah. Very dedicated.
That is dedication.
You're already winning brownie points. We're noting all this down. It's going in your assessment.
Yeah. Just before you go, I just want to read something to you.
Go on.
Now you're gone, I realise my love for you was strong, and I miss you here now you're gone. I keep waiting here by the phone with your pictures hanging on the wall. Ready for takeoff? Are you ready? There you go.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
See ya.
He's going to hand in his resignation within the next couple of days.
I know, that's it.
Getting to know you returns.
That was fun. Where else can we sack?
Getting to know you, we'll be back next week, probably again with someone from the office. That's what happens. If you want to be on Getting to Know You, just send us an email and then just ignore your phone. End of the podcast rap. We've never done that before.
Oh no.
I'll tell you what.
Well, this is a bit whose line is it anyway?
Yeah. Okay. Right, what we'll do is I will get the problem page from today's Daily Star.
Yeah.
And I will read it to you.
Okay.
A question, a problem. And then if you could rap me some sort of answer.
Oh god.
Give that a try. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
I've become obsessed with my boss and it's ruining my life. I can't stop fantasizing about him. My vibrator has become my best friend as I dream about him, throwing me on the bed.
I think you are a big fat liar because you work in the office of the Papers of Star.
Yeah!
You just sat down and dreamt this up in your head because you can't find anyone else to get into your bed.
Face in your face. That's it from the podcast for this week.
Russia Privjet.
Are you ready for takeoff? Bass Hunter should be getting royalties from this week's podcast.
The exits are here.
We're back.
Here. And here.
Next week, we're back on KISS Breakfast for the podcast. Make sure you're listening to KISS Breakfast weekdays from 6 till 9 on KISS 101. And we've got some very exciting stuff to give away next week. If you're listening to this at the weekend, worth listening to the show. Can't reveal it right now because it's still not confirmed, but it's very, very exciting. We're on 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB, online at turtlekiss.com. facebook.com/101 and right here on the podcast in your face on iTunes. You have a nice weekend, nice week, whatever the hell day it is you're listening to this. And here's Caroline with a final swear word of the show.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.